Hello, and thanks for joining us today. It's Aaron Carreno, and I have the pleasure of speaking with Scott Zinkowitz, who is the detective and in charge of the K-9 unit, also sergeant, correct?
Correct.
At the Greenfield Police Department. Glad to have you here. Alex Bustamante, who's from John Paul's Automotive, John Paul's Buick GMC. This is the fourth year that together you've teamed up for John Paws. And
pretty creative, huh?
I like it. I think it's very creative. And this is 4 years, and so it benefits the Greenfield Police Department, the K-9 unit specifically.
Correct.
Correct? Yeah. Guys, welcome. Let's talk a little bit about this year's event.
Well, thank you for having us. We appreciate
thank you.
So, well, this year, I mean, we're excited. This is, like you said, it's the fourth year we've been doing this. And we really just appreciate the partnership with the Greenfield Police Department. They've been amazing to us. You know, what they do in our community is something that we really go beyond appreciation. You know, they put their lives at risk every day for all of us, and it's something we're very thankful for. So, you know, this is the little thing that we can do. We want to be a part of it again, and we want to contribute to this every year as long as we possibly can. John Paul's Pet Pictures with Santa. Like I said, it's the fourth year, and we want to just make sure we have a lot of people to come in and join us that day.
So what started the idea of teaming up with the Greenfield Police Department? You know, how did that come to fruition about 4 years ago?
Well, we were introduced to John Paul's 4 years ago by another group that actually raised money for K-9 units, and that was Mecca Vesta K-9 Foundation, mm-hmm. a very good organization. And they got us together with John Paul, and unfortunately that organization is no longer there. But we've continued our ties with John Paul, and it's been a great combination.
Yeah, we've been really happy to maintain it. We felt like there can't be a gap in this. This is important. You know, the funding these animals get is extremely relevant to their function and to making sure they're healthy and that they're getting the best equipment possible. So, you know, whatever contribution we can make in that regard, we're going to continue to do so.
And Sergeant Zinkowitz, if you mind getting into detail, tell us about some of the day-to-day, why canines are so valuable to a police department.
Sure, absolutely. You know, we have many tools, whether you're in our gun belts or anything like that, that we use on a day-to-day basis to help us do our job. A canine is a very important tool for that. If we're looking for someone who ran from us that's committed a crime, if we're looking for evidence of a crime, dogs can help that. If we're looking for narcotics, they can help that. If we are, you know, say looking, searching in a building, rather than sending officers in there and putting officers in danger, not that you want to put a dog in danger, but they're going to go find someone else in that building before an officer or person will be put in any type of danger. And on the other part, non-criminal, if we have a person that has some sort of medical disability and they're lost and they ran away, the dogs can help in finding someone with those types of needs also.
I mean, you think about all the things dogs are capable of, like you mentioned also, I mean, guide dogs. I mean, dogs that take care of people who maybe not have the best vision. I mean, so dogs are so critical to all of our lives. And 4 years of doing this, John Paws, the fourth year benefiting the Greenfield Police Department, the K-9 unit. Let's talk a little bit about the event date next Saturday. So it's going to be December 14th from 1 until 4 o'clock. And it's at John Paul's Buick.
Yeah, it's
GMC.
At the dealership. And
okay.
We will clear out all the cars that day. From the main lobby. Center.
Who gets that task?
There's a worse task that comes with
okay,
that.
Okay, all right. The snow task?
Nope, the pooping
okay.
task.
All right.
Cleaning up after the dogs.
Okay, all right.
So we get a lot of that. But it's a massive line, and we get a lot of folks to come in, and, you know, like, there's no cost for the pictures at all. You come in, take a picture with your pets, with your kids. They ask for Santa, whatever gifts they want. You know, and they take – it's just a great memory to have. And it's a lot of fun. Like I said, I don't like the task of cleaning up, so I'll be taking the pictures.
So. If you go to johnpaulsautomotive.com, you can get more information there. And
yep.
Is it also on both the – is it on the Greenfield Police Department's Facebook page as well, or is there a dedicated Facebook page for people to go check this event out?
You can go to our Facebook page at John Paul's Automotive as well, the Buick GMC Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So this year, what can people expect when they show up on Saturday?
Well, we're going to have our canine there. It's Canine Ocho. Right now, he's currently the only canine we have. His handler, Officer Kulikowski, is going to be up there also. You can meet and greet them. Ocho is a very friendly dog when he's not actually doing his his job. So you can go up, ask the handler. Jonah will let you pet Ocho. And Ocho's been with us for about 4 years. And like I said, great temperament, great dog. Very friendly. Everybody loves him.
Super friendly. He's just the nicest guy.
So are you hoping, so you're hoping to grow the canine department?
So I'll be honest with you, with businesses like this, we couldn't have a canine unit. Canine units are fully donated. Even though they seem like there's such a need for a department, at a department level, they're a resource and it's not a necessity. They're huge community outreach. I mean, everybody loves the dogs. Everybody wants to come see the dogs. They're a valuable asset to us, but unfortunately, the budgets don't have the money for the canines. So when that's said and done, we reach out to the community, and the community steps up huge for, with events like this. So we always look out to citizens to donate to our canine unit, and comes at a perfect time this year. We are adding a canine to our unit as of April.
That's incredible
names,
news.
Like Bustamante?
No names yet.
We'll get through the holiday, and then we'll talk about names. And with adding a canine, there's also an added amount of training and responsibility for the officer that is going to be working with that canine, correct?
Absolutely. So they'll go down for 6 weeks to where we get the dogs. It's a kennel out of North Carolina. And they'll spend six weeks trying to get to know the dog, learn the ins and outs of canine handling. Then they'll come back, but the training never ends. I mean, they continue throughout their whole career. But yeah, there's a, and that cost is all associated with the initial purchase of the dog. But other costs that come with the dog are the squad car itself, other equipment, bite equipment, household equipment, because these dogs do go home with the handlers. So there's outdoor kennels, dog houses, a lot of stuff that goes along with this.
Yeah, see, a friend of mine who works with a canine unit. I mean, his dog is with him absolutely everywhere, and it's almost like they're best friends. I can't imagine the two not being together when I see them together. Now, how long can a canine work actively with the police department?
About 10 years, we look at their lifespan. We want to give them some time at home in retirement, so we'll take a look at their health needs at that point. I don't want to work them too long. I actually had a dog myself. Most of the people in Greenfield community will know Canine Badger, but he retired at age 10, and I had him for 3 years after that, and it was great to have him at home and not have to worry about working. He was a little sad not going to work with me, but...
Badger's a good name, by the way. We just thought we'd throw that out there. We've got a lot going on in the sports world as well. All right, so Saturday, December 14th, John Paul's Buick GMC. This is the fourth year of John Paul's, and again, it's benefiting the Greenfield Police Department, the canine units, and talking about who's welcome, obviously anybody's welcome to show
anybody's
up,
welcome.
But all pets are welcome.
All pets are welcome. As long as they're social and they behave, and nobody's going to walk away with any bites, including Santa, because, his wife might be a little bit upset with us. It'll be good. It'll be nice.
How about a cat on a leash?
They brought them.
We've had bunnies.
We've had birds.
Birds. Okay.
Well, there are birds up there already.
And we do. We have a couple parents there. But no, we've actually had people bring in birds. We have people bring in gerbils. I mean, it's insane. So.
And wow. If anybody's worried, Officer Kolkowski and Canine Ultra, they're off to the side, and he'll make sure that if your dogs are aggressive towards any others like that, he'll keep his dog off to the side. You don't have to worry about anything like that. And again, he's a very friendly dog, very social with other animals too. So,
what kind of dog breed exactly?
So canines can be, there's a lot of different breeds out there. Ocho specifically, he's got a lot of German Shepherd look to him, but he's mixed with Belgian Malinois. And anybody who knows dogs or has heard the name Belgian Malinois, those are the dogs usually that SEAL teams use. So a very, very well-working dog, very smart dogs.
Powerful dogs, too, yes. I imagine, as well. Let's talk about some of the ways that people can donate. Maybe, let's say you can't make it Saturday. How can people still contribute?
There's a couple ways. So one of them would be if you can't come in on Saturday, stop in at the dealership. We'll make sure that they got the money, but I believe...
Yeah, and another way is stop down at the Greenfield Police Department. We accept donations at any time at our front counter. If the dog's working, we'll make sure that you get a meet and greet at that time. We can always set something up at any other time also.
Talk a little bit more about some of the events again on Saturday, just some of the things that are going on. Are you going to have vendors there, food?
Well, you guys will be there, which is great. So the mix will be in. You'll have, you guys are beginning to win some prizes, which will be fantastic. I think that if anybody's standing in line, come on in, sign up for some prizes. You're going to walk away with something fun. The biggest thing is you're going to walk away with some cool memories, a nice picture, and you've done a good cause in the community. So.
Well, and if Alex, you don't mind, we actually have some stuffed canine Ocho dogs, And if we could bring those up there, and maybe the public would like to see some of those and buy some of those at $15 a piece.
We had some requests for those. Absolutely.
I just like putting you on the spot, you know, on the mic.
Let's do it. Let's do it. So, you know, we are always happy to have as many activities happening at once. You know, we want to make sure that our these efforts go in the right direction, and that we're going to make our goals this year. And our goal is to really help you guys out, and especially with the new canine. That was really nice news. So thanks for sharing that.
Not a problem. Appreciate
that. So adding a canine to the police department, how long do you have to plan that out? How does that look like as far as assessing needs of the community to bring on another unit?
Well, fortunately, we've been a two-dog agency for quite some time, and we've been running the unit since 1994, somewhere near. Don't quote me on that. But so we know what how to bring a dog on or how to retire a dog and bring a new one on. We kind of know what the needs of the community already are. So it's not as big as starting up a unit, which is that's a big task. And you start from scratch. We have stuff that we have at the department that's set up for dogs, like an indoor kennel, things like that at the department. So this is a pretty smooth transaction. But there's a lot of legwork getting donations and, you know, outfitting a car and things like that. So.
Yeah, the vehicles are a little bit different than a typical squad car when you're working with a canine.
Yeah, because they have the kennel in the back. They don't transport prisoners. There's also the hot and pop for the safety of the dog. So if the car gets too hot, alarms go off, things of that nature. Also, there's a door release. If the officer needs to get the dog out in a hurry, he can pop a button on his belt and dog come out. And these are separate cars. They're not in our fleet. These cars are taken home by the handler because the handler does take the dog home. The dog spends time at home with the handler.
So if you can imagine, you know, we've been talking all about some of the costs that are associated, not just with bringing on a canine to the police department, but we're talking about the vehicle. We're talking about the training. I mean, we're talking about all the things that sometimes people don't really realize. There are a lot of costs that are included in bringing somebody on or bringing an animal on.
Well, just the initial cost of the dog. I mean, it's, you know, I know people know dogs are out there for, you know, $3,000 for show dogs. Well, our dogs include the training, the 6 weeks of training. It's a $14,000 initial purchase. And then the squad cars are, you know, anywhere from $32,000 to $35,000 unequipped. So you probably have another 10 grand in equipment for the squad car. So, yeah, it does get pricey quick.
So families want to come and stop by anytime between 1 and 4 o'clock on Saturday. Will you be able to tour the squad car, or there'll be a squad car on site?
We could probably set something like that up at the, you know, it'll be right outside. I don't know if there'd be room inside because this event brings in a lot of people. But at the request, we'd have it right outside, and absolutely.
Yeah, so if, you know, weather permitting, doesn't really matter because people are going to be warm. They're going to be okay.
Absolutely. They'll be fine, no issues. And except for me, I'll be taking a lot of Claritin that day, but it'll be good.
Any allergies that we should talk about on the program today?
My eyes are getting watery just thinking about it right now. But you know, it's actually my favorite event that I do with these guys, and you know, we're committed to it, and we're just excited. It's the entire dealership goes crazy for it. They have a lot of fun with it, which is nice. So we plan on giving every guest a good experience.
Today we are talking with Detective and Sergeant Zinkowitz from the Greenfield Police Department, also in charge of the canine department as well. And they're trying to bring on, they are going to bring on another canine. And so we would love for you to stop out Saturday, December 14th from 1 until 4 o'clock, John Paul's Buick GMC. And again, it benefits the Greenfield Police Department. It's also a chance for the community to come together and get to know each other as well.
Correct, absolutely.
And some of the officers.
Yes, and it's not just about the canines. If you have questions, reach out to Officer Kolakowski. He's Ocho's handler. He'll be more than happy to answer any other questions you have. And he's just as friendly as Ocho.
And also with us today, Alex Bustamante, who's from John Paul's Buick GMC. I want to talk a little bit about why charitable events and giving back to the community is important to the dealership.
You know, one of the biggest things for us is that the city of Greenfield has been very kind to us. The people around there have been very kind to us, and the business would not exist without them. So anything we can do to give back, we appreciate. I mean, our dealership employs close to 100 people, which is great. And you know, that's one way. But the other way is for us to be able to give back to a community that just seems to be growing and getting better every year. You know, if you go back down to the downtown area, you know, where the parade happens every year, it's amazing what they've done there. It's gorgeous. You know, the city of Greenfield just keeps getting better and better, and it's a great place to live. So, of course, we're going to be a part of it. We're committed to it.
And the location, again, for somebody who hasn't been to the dealership before, what's the address?
You know, we make it easy. Just it's just north, south of Highway. It's on High 100, south of Beloit Road. So it's easy to find. I mean, just get off on the freeway there on High 100, south of Beloit Road. It's John Paul's Buick GMC.
Easy. I mean, there'll be a lot of cars when you drive by. You'll see a lot of vehicles.
Buicks, a lot of GMCs.
You may see a squad car from the Greenfield Police Department. I always say the easiest way to find anything is really just, if you can, type it in safely, of course, without driving, into your Waze.
Before you start driving.
into your navigation app. You type in John Paul's and you'll be able to...
You will find us without
be able to find us. No Badger game. We don't have to worry about that. And we don't have to worry about the Packer game either. So there's no excuse to not be there.
Or the weather. That's the biggest thing.
I know the weather's.
Forget it. With us, you can come. It'll be nice.
It's going to be warm. There's going to be food.
There will be probably not because.
No food?
We've got to keep the line moving.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
So our goal is to keep the line going as fast as possible, getting the pictures to people as fast as possible. And there is no cost, like I said. So we want to make sure everybody gets a chance to take a picture. But minimum donations of $5 or more are absolutely appreciated.
Yeah, and really this is the time of the year when I think it's important for us to really remember to give back to our neighbors, to think about others, and to think about how we can improve the lives of not only ourselves, but our community in general. And this is a great way to do that. I mean, our law enforcement keeps us safe. Yeah. They're proactive. I mean, we don't realize what is actually going on in our communities because we're shielded from a lot of the things that are going on.
Well, and this is a great way to come out and talk to the officers and get to know your officers in your city and community because that is true. You know, a lot of times we don't get seen as much as we should. And we try to get out to the community with events like this, which are just absolutely great, to get our officers out there and get to meet the community so you can see us face-to-face.
Saturday from 1 until 4 o'clock,
yep.
John Paul's Buick GMC, Greenfield. Again, it's John Paul's. It's the fourth year benefiting the Greenfield Police Department K-9 unit, growing that K-9 unit, which is extremely great news to hear.
That's great news, Scott.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And did we break that news here on the program?
Yes, it is.
Our officers actually know about it, but yeah, that is this will be the first news everybody hears about.
Which puts a lot of pressure on us now because that means we have to get as many people out there as possible.
Well, and we're going to be there from the mix, so we'll be excited. We'll have the prize wheel. We'll have our staff there, and we're all about community functions and community relations. That's what we do, and it's really great to meet both of you guys, and we look forward to growing this partnership as well, and we look forward to this new canine joining the team.
Well, we'll have to do something when we get him.
Oh, please. And by the way, if you can't make it, which I know sometimes that happens, you can also stop in at the Greenfield Police Department and make a donation there.
Correct. You can make a donation there. We also sell the stuffed canines there all the time, so $15 for a stuffed canine. We're going to bring some out to the dealership, so they'll be out there, but that's a huge thing for our
Please. Yeah, let's do it. Let's get them all out there. People, actually, I think last year they were looking for them.
Yeah.
So we will absolutely have those out there.
All right. Well, guys, anything else you want to add today or
just
get out there Saturday?
We appreciate you guys for getting the word out. So this is a big deal. This having the new dog joining us, his name will be Bustamante, maybe. Or John Paul.
You'll have to wait till next year to know that.
I feel like Detective Zinkowitz is like, well, we'll put
He's
that on the
feeling a little
list.
Uncomfortable right now.
Exactly.
Well, Alex, I haven't seen your checkbook get pulled out yet, so.
We'll work on that.
All right, guys. John Paul's Buick GMC. It is the John Paul's fourth year, and be there Saturday from 1 until 4 o'clock, benefiting the Greenfield Police Department's K-9 unit. Guys, it was great meeting you today.
Great. Thank you very much. Really look forward to seeing you.
Take care.